The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Quench for Knowledge. Join Rob Spiewak, Mark Ronick, and their lovely assistant, Diana Ash.
Vanna.
This coming Wednesday night at Quench in Rockville, Maryland, for America's favorite trivia game, Quench for Knowledge. You guys are you'll be quenching for knowledge, and I'll be flying to Haiti.
That'll be great.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Quench for disease.
It's fun, and it's free, and enjoy the signature cocktails and cuisine that make Quench your best destination anytime.
That's true.
For food and fun, Mike.
Bring your friends. The fun starts at 8:30 p.m. Wednesday, October 17th at Quench, 9712 Treville Gateway Drive in Rockville. For more information, visit quenchnation.com. Before we get started here, Todd Moore is our guest. We normally don't introduce the guests in the opening segment of the program, but I wanted to check on his egg sandwich that I cooked for him. Todd required food. It's not too crispy, is it?
It's good. I woke up, as you know, very hungry today.
You came in hungry to the studio.
Yes, and I'm very satisfied.
Good.
I'm satisfied with the sandwich.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
He's such a character, isn't he?
Boy, you know, you never know what's going to come out of that character's mouth.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate the sandwich?
I'm going to go with a solid 7.
A 7, I'll take that.
A 7. Thank you so much.
A not completely dissatisfied millionaire.
Now, what I would have done is I would have put a condiment or two on it. He requested a buttered croissant.
Yes.
Which I told him to lick it after he
you
ordered
that. You know
what's
great on an egg sandwich?
What's that?
Caviar.
Caviar?
Mmm.
I'd eat caviar in an egg sandwich.
I would too.
Why did you just throw that out there?
Because it's what a rich guy would want.
Really?
You want him to be satisfied.
What were the options you offered him?
First of all, he requested the fried egg sandwich, and I sprang to action.
You literally sprang into action.
He wanted a breakfast bar.
Well, the reply to good morning is not normally, God, I'm hungry.
Right.
Got any food?
But that's what we got from the DM.
So what I said to him, I said, would you like a nice fried egg sandwich? I didn't say nice. Would you like a fried egg sandwich?
But you were very genuine about it.
Yes, you were.
Your shirt never touched your back. It was the first thing out of your mouth when you got here.
Well, as Todd noticed, too, I love to cook. I do. I like to cook
you
for
do.
People. I enjoy making food for people they can eat. And
they can eat it.
And so I asked Todd if he wanted a condiment. He simply requested a little buttered bread.
Right.
And
did you give him real butter or some sort of a...
The artificial butter that is used. I can't believe it's butter made with olive oil that exists in the O'Mara house.
No, wow. I'm curious.
Well, that's good for you.
You are a cook, but you're also, you're watching your figure.
Yes, I have not had... said this to Carla today. In over a month, I have not had ice cream. I have not had bread.
Nougats?
I have not had rice. I have not had pasta.
A bonbon.
Pizza.
I have not had any of that in 1 month's time.
Do you miss it?
I don't.
Do you stock
it's
any?
True,
but
you don't.
But do you stock any real butter in your house, like for cooking?
Yes. Oh my God!
So you do
for
have
cooking,
it.
You have
of course,
to, yeah.
If I'm really doing some cooking,
sure.
My God, man! Of course, I have butter. I have salted and unsalted butter.
Oh. With the margarine type products, I'd rather go without than go with something that isn't real butter.
Well, here's the thing: I can't believe it's butter spray.
It's not
has
butter.
Has a little bit more of a kick to it. As far as butter flavor,
well, so that's the carcinogens.
Perhaps you are right, but you of all people,
you.
Mister, approaching 100 pounds down,
easy,
ladies and gentlemen.
Don't jinx it, jinx it. We're very close.
All right, very good. But the fact is that you don't eat butter.
Sometimes
you eat sometimes.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
How do you eat it?
Well, you know what? If I'm going to,
spoon.
I normally do. Yes, he's a funny guy.
A fork.
Normally, if I'm going to have a hard-boiled egg, I mean, a hard-boiled egg is a hard-boiled egg. But if I'm going to fry an egg, you're allowed to eat a lot of eggs on the wait night.
Right.
I think like a teaspoon of butter in the pan is imperative. It's just an egg doesn't taste right without it.
You know what I do? What? I do canola cooking oil spray.
Okay.
That's how I make my egg. That's how I made Todd's egg.
With how is it,
canola,
Todd?
With a little canola spray and then an
olive oil.
Todd,
would it have been better with butter?
Yeah. And that's on my diet. Butter is okay.
You're not allowed to eat butter. Dude.
Yeah.
But you've lost trace amounts.
There's lots of things you're not allowed to do.
But you've lost 100 pounds.
And nearly.
The nice thing about Weight Not is, you know, you can make your little adjustments.
Customize.
That's right.
I happen to use a bit of olive oil during the day.
Ooh. Well, that's good for you.
That is good.
Actually, on your chest?
Lowers your cholesterol.
On my balls.
Oh.
Thank you, Brent.
Hey, that is good for you.
But we digress because it's Thursday.
Yes.
And we all know what that means. It's Mailbag Thursday.
Yay.
Todd Moore is our guest. We'll get to him later.
Oh, yeah.
Here are the birthdays and such. This past Saturday was the 39th birthday for listener and professional wrestler.
It's true.
Really?
And professional wrestler Pierre the Beast Vachon.
Mm-hmm.
Really? He's the son of Paul the Butcher Vachon?
That's the same, yes.
He's the son of the Butcher?
And the son listens to this show.
You know what? We should talk to the Butcher. He could probably get us some better meat for our diet.
That'd be great. It was also Robert Shule's birthday Saturday.
Yes. Mark did very well in Shule.
Scott Larson turned 41 on Monday. We'll see him in Reno. He'd like Mike to please talk up Head Games by Foreigner.
Do you feel up to it, Mike?
Ooh. You know, I'm not sure. I mean, not one of my favorite songs.
Really?
Not one
do you want to have a you want to have a dry run and then talk it up?
No, that wouldn't be professional, would
right,
it now?
Shall we jingle into it?
All right, let's do it. Let's
Wait, not.
I thought you were going to give me a real jingle. Start it again.
No, I was just going to sing a jingle.
Can I have a real jingle?
It would take a second.
All right.
Hold on.
We'll wait.
And you know what? It's going to be flipping loose. Hold on, because it's on a different page.
Really?
I'll find it. I can do this.
You can do this.
I can do this,
we
but
believe
I just
in
need
you
a moment.
Anyone
we were ready with
you
the record. We just didn't anticipate the jingle.
All right.
Now we'll know.
Now who knows what's coming up? All right. I think I can do this, Mike. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Here we go.
All hits all summer long on WAVA.
Good afternoon, vice presidential debate fans. What an incredible night it's going to be. One of the most significant debates in the history of vice presidential politics. Paul Ryan, also the other guy, Joe Biden. I almost forgot his name.
Guy.
Sorry about that. That's coming up tonight, 9 o'clock. Be there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Thank you very much.
You know what, Mike? You give good head games.
Thank you very much.
The reluctant talk
was really solid.
Yeah, but I blanked on Joe Biden. What the hell is wrong with that?
Because you want to say Joe Lieberman.
God, I'm
no one wants to say
it.
Joe Lieberman.
Okay,
yuck, with a hand gesture.
Tuesday was Emily Mutika's birthday. She'd like to hear Buzz reprise his impression of Rob Spiewak.
Emily, I didn't have time to copy and paste a message for you on Facebook, so I'll just copy and paste one here. Have a boss birthday.
Alex Z's started listening to us when he was 12. That might be my new favorite.
Mine too.
I know, right?
Alex Z's started listening to us when he was 12. He turned 29 Tuesday.
How does that feel?
And he does. Oh, Rob.
What?
I'm sorry. I don't write this.
Yeah.
This is Buzz's creation
right
here. Alex Z's started listening to us when he was 12. He turned 29 Tuesday, and he does an impression of Rob's Dan Wilkinson announcement.
For his friends, to entertain them, he can apparently replicate the breaking voice.
Well, he does this for his friends, of which he has many, I'm sure.
Well, one.
When Michael Friday's son asked him what he wanted for his birthday, he said, "A greeting from us." Michael's birthday was yesterday, and like Rob, he loves a good old-fashioned, but sadly has run out of bitters.
Well, you know what's amazing, Mike?
Yeah.
What's really amazing is the fact that the car was destroyed last week.
It was in an explosion and fire.
So, get bent.
Yeah.
Car's in for repairs. We might have the car back for the next mailbag.
Rob's
I'm sorry.
Rob's been picked on today, so he's not getting his car out. Also celebrating yesterday, Stacey Palazic.
Palazic. Uh-huh.
Stacey Palazic. And you know, you gave me a great pronouncer on there.
I tried.
Palazic.
That's the one.
Who was the very... Zha, a hard thing to write as a pronouncer.
It's not a normal sound. You don't hear that normally.
Stacey Palazic, who was the very first listener to guest on the Omericast.
Right.
Yes, I've been exchanging emails with Marcus Serta.
Yeah,
in the
great
process of trying to get on his
sexy
show.
Sexy emails?
Yeah, it was great. We went back and forth, and then he told me he couldn't make it.
Oh, I want to be on that show.
What's that?
Omericast?
He'd have
you
in
a minute. What do you mean there's a podcast I'm not on? How do I get on? I'm Oscar.
Why don't you go on before me?
I have a bone to pick with them.
Good, okay, go on.
Oh,
then
great.
Oscar's bone.
Yeah, you're going to ruin it for everybody.
Serta and I, we went back and forth.
Oh, like, you calling him Serta now?
We went back and forth like 11 times, and then I said, okay, and then we narrowed it down. I said, how about Tuesday? He said, Tuesday's fine. What time? I'm fine. Great. And then it's like, I can't. I'm going on vacation with my wife. So that's cool. So he's not going to be able to do it with me. And I said, I wrote him. It wasn't. It might have been. Might have appeared to be Kurt.
Yeah.
Because I wrote, "I'll get back to you."
Yeah.
How about this? I'll be your proxy.
Yeah, go ahead.
How about go what? On and say your mic?
What yeah. could possibly?
And, don't talk, and let's all from now on. Let's call him Serta.
Serta.
Hey, Serta.
Very good. Happy birthday today to James Herzl from his good friend Karma. Karma, that's
Karma,
the name
that's
of a person?
A woman's name,
well,
yes.
You know what? The good thing about Karma, if you're nice to her, she's everybody's nice to
Who
you.
Who thinks we really ought to start charging for all these birthday requests? Rob, you'd like that.
No.
Yeah.
Don't look
Mark.
At me.
Okay, very good.
Don't look at me.
TMOS good guy Michael Nehus has been listening since 94. Thank God you're putting these pronouncers
it, it's,
in.
It's become necessary, hasn't it?
He would just be happy if we would wish him a happy birthday today. Well, happy birthday,
yeah,
Michael.
Yeah.
Ian Skidar, Sikdar. Of Philadelphia. Jesus, these names.
It sounds like something from Star Wars. We're being attacked by the Sikdars.
I almost think they're making them up. Ian Sikdar of Philadelphia is a VIP listener who never misses an episode of any of the more broadcasting shows and shops through Amazon. Today is his birthday, too, and he would like to hear Meatloaf Fall Down Again.
Oh, do you remember, Mike? Do you remember
it was
about a year and a half ago?
Back and
yeah,
all that
what stuff. Happened is Meatloaf had himself a bad concert. Not many people had footage of him passing out.
Let's go.
But we have it here. Concert.
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Listen to the crowd.
Smattering of applause.
That's wonderful.
He's fine.
Today is also Stephen Ward's 28th birthday. He's moving from Virginia to Texas and plans to recruit a bunch of new TMOS listeners there. Georgia Tech biochemist Katie Rommel.
Rommel, you magnificent bastard. I read your book.
Turns 28 tomorrow, and her husband has requested that we sing our patented birthday song for her.
I think it's time.
Okay. So here we go.
Happy birthday.
Rommel.
Katie Rommel. Abby Langer, daughter of our friend Andrew Langer, turns 8 tomorrow, and she'd like a greeting from the dueling Shannons because there's a certain kind of candy that she loves. What do you think, Rob?
You know what? I like it. I like Langer. You want to do it?
No, he likes doing the Shannon bit.
It's up to you.
Yeah, he's a libertarian, remember.
It's so up to you. Do you want to practice?
But it's for his daughter.
No, I think it would jinx the debate. Thank you very much.
Oh,
Michael Mara practicing some Langer management.
That's right. Do you think, now, is an 8-year-old waiting to hear this? Will he be standing next to it?
He'll play it for his daughter, though.
She'd like a greeting for the dueling
Shannons.
He would do that.
He'd what?
He'd play it for his daughters.
Okay. Abby, yes. I hope you have a wonderful 8th birthday. You're a great kid, and have a wonderful birthday with your dad, Andrew, and everybody else, all your friends. I hope you have an incredible 8th birthday, and now you're in your 9th year, believe it or not.
That's right.
So have a great birthday, Abby. Happy birthday. Did that cover it?
That's great.
No. There's no Santa.
Shannon in the morning.
It was more pleasurable for me than doing the Shannon bit again.
Disappointment just part of growing up.
Just like four. It was like foreplay with no payoff, wasn't it?
The exceptionally hot.
Dark blue right now.
Can I do it again, please?
Yes.
The exceptionally hot Rennie Root, who we don't necessarily believe exists.
I'm with you.
I thought you were going to see her in Sturgis.
Yeah, so did I.
Oh.
The exceptionally hot Rennie Rood of Missoula, Montana,
right,
turns 28 on Saturday.
Right.
Now, this is on her webpage. She talks about being an attorney.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She talks about loving to eat any kind of food. She's kind of like a guy.
She loves fart jokes.
She's turbo hot.
Yes.
And we don't think she's real.
A little too good to be true.
She's a little too good to be true, and I think we need evidence of Rennie Root.
Yeah.
I think, now, how could we do that? Could we do, like, a Skype FaceTime?
I could
FaceTime?
Get her on the line. Could
we do a FaceTime?
Yeah, we could do a FaceTime if she has it.
I want to do a FaceTime with Rennie Root to prove that she's real.
Face. So you think she's been pulling our chain for the past 2 years?
I don't know. If she's pulling our chain, she's pulling everybody on Facebook's chain.
Like Mulder on X-Files, I want to believe.
So you want proof, Mike? What kind of time would you require of her?
I'd like time. FaceTime, Rob.
A little bit of FaceTime?
That's what I'd really like.
With Rennie Root.
Whenever I see your smiling face.
Very good. Rennie, if she exists, she simply says, and we quote, love you in the pants. Now, see, that's
see,
the type
again,
of thing.
Mm-hmm. Again.
A hot girl, you know, a beautiful little. Now, I've seen video of Rennie Rood.
Yes,
but that's not true. To say that that's the same person that's doing the Facebook
posting.
Where are
you seeing all of this?
On her Facebook page.
Oh.
At the stalker forum.
Which I'm addicted to. Which I'm addicted
There's
to.
There's the truth.
Chris and Beth Bark of Stormstown, Pennsylvania, laugh at this show together and celebrate their 10th anniversary tomorrow.
Beth Fart?
Clark.
No, Clark, I heard fart. I'm
Chris
sorry.
And Beth Clark of Stormstown, Pennsylvania, lapping this show together and celebrate their 10th anniversary tomorrow. Nice. Will Heffling turns 37 on Saturday. He'd be honored by a greeting from Arnold Schwarzenegger, especially if Arnold tells Will's friend, Joe, to SD. Hey, Will, happy birthday. I hope you have a great time, and your friend Joe is such a big hump. SD, Joe.
Hey, good news with the book. It's selling, Arnold.
Brandon Rupp of Kiowa, Kansas is having a birthday tomorrow.
Kiowa, Kansas.
Kiowa, you would know. You're from Kansas.
That's right.
Brandon Rupp of Kiowa, Kansas. Happy birthday tomorrow. Kirsten, somebody will marry Brian Dry on Saturday. I hear he's got a really good sense of humor.
Good luck on the honeymoon.
Brian's requested
bring some lube.
A sexy honeymoon greeting from Buzz. Something that will really skeeve out Mike. Yes, it will. Excuse me.
And this is Brian, and the bride's name is Kirsten, I believe.
Kirsten
and Brian, yeah. It's your honeymoon night. It's your special night together. Wow. Do what I would do if I was there.
Oh, God.
Did that work?
Yeah, all right. Alex Bowles turns dirty 30 on Sunday. We'll meet him and his girlfriend in Reno, and they shop through our Amazon page. He'd like a greeting from either Liam Neeson or Oscar's papa.
Your choice.
Well, Oscar's papa really only speaks to Oscar.
That's right. True.
So I just want to say this to, what's his name?
Taking Two, again? Still in theaters. All right, hold kicking on. Ass, taking names.
Alex Bowles. Alex, I just want you to know something. I will find you, and when I do, I will kill you. Wow. Thank you.
Wow.
That's a hell of a birthday greeting.
Sunday is little Kale Piot's birthday. Mm-hmm. She likes to mimic Charlie when her dad listens to the show. Amy McMinn Mangault also has a birthday on Sunday. She'd like a greeting from in Spanish from Oscar if he is there.
Amy?
I like that. Yeah. Amy McMinn Mangault.
Feliz cumpleaños, Amy.
If he's that's terrific.
Oh, wow.
If he's not,
what was better, the accent or the enthusiasm?
You must be exhausted.
If Oscar's not sweating. There, she'll take a greeting from Rob's Pedro impression of Oscar. Well, give her both because we've been depriving people.
This is Amy?
Yeah.
Amy, happy birthday or something.
Mike Radcliffe turned 64 on Sunday. He listens to TMOS, the bonus shows, and shops through our Amazon page. He's also retiring next month after 42 years, working for the federal government. Congratulations, 42 years.
A long time.
Wow. It'll be Jason Gislin's 42nd birthday on Monday. Did I get that right?
I have no idea.
We'll meet him in Reno, too. Tuesday brings a 56th birthday for Jim Sanville of Windham, Maine. Hey, I hope you're not involved in that whole Kennebunk thing.
Yeah.
Lots of names Zumba. On that list, Mike.
That's right. Tuesday brings a 56th birthday for him. He's in Windham, Maine, which is why he enjoy a greeting from Dick Queasy. Well, by golly, Jim, I hope you have a goddamn great birthday, and I hope you get to my restaurant for some discounted seafood. And Jeannie Parsons, who was only 9 when she met the man she would eventually marry, but Joey says she was built like a 10-year-old. That's funny.
That grosses me out.
It is kind of gross, but I laugh at it.
Sure.
They're celebrating 13 years on Tuesday, and they'd like a greeting from TV's Larry Hagman.
Now, Mike, do you want Dallas Larry Hagman or I Dream of Jeannie Larry Hagman? Because I have both musics.
Jeannie?
Okay.
I'll tell you, Jeannie.
All right.
Hey, right now, Jeannie Parsons. I understand you're only 9 years old when you met Joey. That's great, Jeannie. Fantastic. Joey and Jeannie. That's it. And they probably like Larry Hagman because I say Jeannie all the time. Isn't that right, Jeannie?
Hey, Larry Hagman, did you drink a lot of champagne on the set of Dallas?
I sure did. With toast in my liver.
Is it right naked day?
My liver is the size of a raisin. I'm wearing a cowboy hat and nothing else.
Do you remember the wish for your death, Larry?
What's that?
That you would be ground up and have your remains spread in a field and have wheat planted and the wheat harvested and baked into a cake that you fed to your friends.
Yeah, that's right, Robbie. And I'm sure close to it right now, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
Yes, you
that's
are.
Right. Bury me soon, Jeannie. All right,
both
that's
feet.
It. Start
oh, you done?
Show.
All right, okay.
You can listen to The Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey.
We're finished cleaning the bathroom. We're leaving.
See, that didn't take too long. Thank you, girls. Now go and have a good time, all right?
Bye.
See? Don't need all the conflict. Note to Claire, if you want intense family drama, rent Spy Kids. They save their parents' lives. You think they would have done that if they got yelled at all the time?
Sweet and sour chicken! Girls! Get back! Gotta fix that step.
I'm starving. We haven't had lunch yet.
Neither have half the kids in Africa. Stop yapping and get back to work.
Why is he taping our laptop shut? Because he's out of his mind.
I'm not out of my mind. You took advantage and you lost your computer privileges.
Come on, Dad. We said we're sorry. Plus, I can't get this stupid random clogged anyways.
Stick that hanger down there.
Ew, no.
Well, it's either that or we cut off all your hair because that's what caused the problem. Thoughts? Good. Because after you finish this room, you're going to clean my bathroom, too. And you know how gross I can be.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is America's most beloved podcast, the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 15 million times, heard in 150 countries worldwide. And you can call us if you'd like.
No, not today.
You don't think so?
I don't think today would be a good day for it.
Hey, Mark. Can you put that that little icon up on my my page here?
I think yes,
it's thing,
whatever the thing that was right up there, so I can take calls if we want to, because I don't,
because you never know.
I mean, just for fun, do you want to take a call right now?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I can do it from
Let's
here.
Let's take a call.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. This is Mitt Romney calling. I just wanted to give you a call to see if we could speak directly, so I can ask for your support and maybe answer any questions you might have.
You didn't even give out the number.
It doesn't appear that we can make that happen right now.
I'm hanging up on him.
Okay.
He wanted to speak directly.
Yeah. That's what we would need is a...
Yeah, a chunk.
Hang up so we can hang up on him. Our show today is brought to you by the Shenandoah Valley Wine and Music Festival. Ooh. Enjoy breathtaking views of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Taste amazing Virginia wines and listen to great bands all day long. And there'll be pumpkin chunking. I am more excited about that than anything.
I heard from a person from...
Sunday, incidentally.
Cool. Yay. You know, you what? There's a good chance you will see the Spiewak there.
Really?
Yes, because we're looking for something to do.
Let's plan on rendezvousing.
That would be great.
Very good. And engineered catapults with a 3/4 mile range, it all happens Friday, October 12th through Sunday, October 14th at the Long Branch Farm in Millwood, Virginia, just off Route 50. For more details, visit historiclongbranch.com, where advanced discount tickets are on sale till October 10th. Take the kids and take of the fall colors.
Chair!
The Shenandoah Valley Wine and Music Festival. I can't wait to watch the pumpkin chunking on the program today, The Curious World of Todd Moore.
Oh, it's going to be great.
What the F is the deal with drivers in Nova?
Oh, that's, thank you for bringing that
Northern
up.
Northern Virginia. I was probably more scared on my motorcycle last night than I have been. I can't cite any particular thing, but I'll tell you
good.
About it.
Well,
in a second.
I can't wait to get into that.
Debate Night in America. Lance Armstrong, if we get to it today. Yeah. I've never had a discussion with you guys about
Lance Armstrong.
He's having
a bad day, Mike.
Let me see.
Lance.
Heating oil. I don't think we'll talk about that today. It's just too heavy. And I hate it when the Yankees are full of joy.
it really does bother you, doesn't it?
Truly. And just starting, before we get to Todd Moore, just this little quickie throwaway that I'll have for you today.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know if I saw this online or if I saw this on the morning news. I do everything in the morning. In that 2-3 hours, hey, I just sit there.
Everything.
I poo. I do my show prep. I take in my news of the day. I plan what's going to. It's a very intense time, and my brain is just working overtime, and I'm just thinking constantly about all sorts of things, not just the show, but my finances, cleaning up my desk, paying bills, all the crap. It's just go. And today, I don't know where it came from because I can't remember, but it was something about Social Security can rip you off if you don't pay attention to your earnings over the last 35 years.
Pay attention.
And I said, wow. That's a pretty, it had to be online because I immediately went to the website for the Social Security, and I added it all up, and I double checked, and I have no clue. They give you a little column for
what you made over the years,
and what you gave to Medicare,
right?
Mm-hmm. And what you gave to Social Security, and you. I know this is near and dear to your heart.
It is. I get a little letter from them quarterly. I think.
Do you get a letter from them?
Yeah, it's projecting how much I will make from that when I retire, assuming it's still in business.
Well, you are still far away from being able to collect.
Am I?
You're so I think you are.
Sure.
You're getting closer.
Let's say that.
You're getting closer.
When do you collect?
So 66 or 70, depending on how much money you want.
But you can start at 62, I think, but you get less money. The earlier you start, the less you get.
You get disability if we go, we can get disability, which is a good thing.
Interesting.
So I checked into this, and I go to the little column, and I check my earnings. I have no idea. I have no clue. I'd have to check it with my account and tax records and all that. Mm-hmm. But it looks reasonably okay.
Sure.
And it kind of tracked, it goes back to, the first years in the 70s.
Oh, right?
Earning money as a kid.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's really kind of cool.
Yeah.
And so it's fun to watch that. And just and then I tracked it up through the 80s, then through the 90s, mm-hmm. and the early, and then I watched it again. I burst into tears
when you and, saw the numbers.
When I saw it going back down again. And
the stock market.
I know exactly what the chart would look like if it was in USA Today. If you were in the bottom corner of the purple section, it would look like a mountain.
Oh, by the way, pulled out of the stock market yesterday.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 60% in to 20% in.
Do
what you will, people. I've done this before, and I've been right.
Stock market.
I just wanted to say.
Well, yeah, it's at a high point right now, so if it's going to do anything, it would seem that it would drop because it's at the highest point in like 4 or 5 years now.
I don't have much of a secret. I follow Warren Buffett. I watch what he does, and it's just
weird. How's that working out for you?
It's worked out.
I didn't think
good.
Never thought of you as a parrot head.
It's Jimmy Buffett.
What?
That's Jimmy Buffett.
I'm sorry.
So just wanted. This is the only reason I wanted to tell you the story.
Banker looks at 40.
So I go down and. Hold on, we're getting a phone call.
Okay, hello.
Let's just check with the phone call.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney calling. I just wanted to give you a call.
I don't have time.
No.
That's
no good.
Stop that. It's ridiculous.
Call
I don't have time.
He might.
So I check it out, and then they give you the column where they say what you'll make at 66 and what you'll make at 70, and then what you make if you...
Hold on, do they know that you're not going to make it to 70?
Oh, sure they do.
Okay.
And what you'll make if you suffer disability, and I give that number, and that number is like $1,700 a month, something like that.
Right.
If it happens
like having
today,
a podcast.
If it happened today. And so Carla comes downstairs
and punches you.
And I'm sitting there and I throw out the number. I said, well, Carla, it says here that if anything was to happen to me, you'd get $1,700 and change a month. Mm-hmm. And Carla's reaction was, I'm not kidding you. Wow.
A little too joyous.
Wow.
That's great.
And I looked at him and I said, Face? What the hell is that? What is that? I mean, it was this really like not, you know, you're the proper answer is you're not going to experience a disability. Right. You're going to be okay. You're losing weight.
Oh, stop talking
life
nonsense.
Is good.
Right.
What?
She's supposed to say, stop talking nonsense.
Yes, exactly. Right. No. It was a one word answer. Wow.
Really?
With like that little lilt.
Wow.
Wow.
Did she lick her lips and start rubbing her hands together?
It was, you know what? It worries me.
No, well, you'll be fine.
Listen, with my documentation on this marriage, everybody knows it. I've said to all my friends, the fact is, if we get divorced, goose egg. Okay.
That's right. Destitute. She'll be destitute out on the streets.
Why is she staying? No.
Selling pencils.
Accidents happen.
The prenup is the size of the Bible.
It
truly is. Really? Okay. Wow. However, if she can figure out a creative way to push me down a flight of stairs like that tennis referee,
yes. Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be like Pater.
I know she doesn't like movies. Just keep her away from the movie Double Indemnity, which is the entire plot of it.
I know.
And then she's going to say, Mike, let's take a train ride.
Yeah, and only buy plastic coffee mugs.
But, and the Manassas City detectives, I don't think they're all that sharp.
No,
I really don't think
they're couldn't
all
get your sharp. Tanning bed back.
And that was a street cop.
Yeah,
Officer Graves, who might be a detective now. I'm not sure.
I think she is not guilty or something.
Onward and upward. It's time. He is here. He has been sitting patiently. He has finished his egg sandwich.
Delicious.
Todd.
He is Todd Moore.
Hello.
Oscar.
Yes.
This is your buddy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna relax. I'm gonna sit back.
No problem.
Take it away.
A friendship forged in broadcasting 6 or so years ago.
How did you all meet?
It was actually called into the radio show. I was talking about a new app when the App Store first hit, White Noise, and he said, I wrote that, and I said, no, you didn't know, and that's smart. Listen to our program.
And we have a clip, actually, of when you guys first met, when Oscar first saw Todd Moore. Let's go to that clip right now.
Beautiful.
Their eyes met.
Thank you. Thank you
so we
much.
Started Tech 411 for CBS Radio, and then we've brought it to the Moore Broadcasting Network. But aside from that, we forged a great friendship, and we spend time doing the show together, and we spend time off the air. We take vacations together.
Is Todd aware of the fact that you absolutely despise doing Tech 411?
Yes, he knows that.
Okay,
knows
all right, very good. I was just checking that.
But as of late, there's been some miscommunications, I think.
That's one way to say it.
Or miscues. And
friendship has its ups and its downs.
And you know what? Yes. I know there's a problem afoot because we've had Todd on many times. This is the first time Todd has brought just show prep with him. He's prepared something.
So Todd has prepared notes for this. This is interesting.
I hope we have time to get through it all.
This is new to me. So
let's
me
do
too.
This. You set it up and then we're going to take a break. But set the whole thing up and take a break and then we're going to come back and we're going to give you a good chunk
of time. So apparently Todd has major beef. beef with myself for some things I've said on the program. I said the only fair way to clear the air with what your gripes may be is to come in and talk about them. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is something that Joey and Chandler would have done face to face.
I will tell you that I believe that Todd's unhappiness became evident to everyone when we did the Quench appearance.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's unsettled. Dissatisfied.
That's what I will call that, the dark side of Todd Moore.
Dark side.
Up until that point, he had what I would believe is quite a lengthy honeymoon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now, unfortunately, I forgot who was speaking of Todd Moore about that. I know who it was. Mm-hmm. He will go nameless. It's my source.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, no, it's that friend that we all know that has the friend that she, her boyfriend slash live-in boyfriend. You know that lady?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's who it is. Mm-hmm. Oh. And he did 10 minutes on Todd Moore.
He pulled out a detective notebook.
Oh, yeah, and I just want to say, thank you, Ben.
Easy.
Wow. All right, okay, go.
All right,
go
so
ahead.
No, I don't know if we're going to break, but all right. So I asked Todd to come in, and Todd said, well, I've got a list. And I said, stop right there. Bring that list in.
All right, Todd, before we go to break, the list is the list gripes? Is the list of your points? What is the list exactly?
I feel like I've been misrepresented on this show.
Very good.
Mainly by Oscar, but I kind of have a beef with all of you.
Excellent.
And if we have time, I'd like to create an open forum here. We can discuss it and just hash it out.
Todd, we have more than enough time.
Leave time for rebuttals.
We have plenty of time.
There's always the bonus show.
We do have the bonus show. Yeah.
No, the bonus show is this week. The bonus show is very, very special. And there's enough conflict to go along. Todd can sit in on the bonus show.
Sure. Love to have him.
I don't like repeats, but on the bonus show this week, we got a special one in honor of the vice presidential debate tonight.
Yes.
You're going to hear our show tomorrow, but it's going to be the debate show.
Nice. Good stuff.
Phenomenal debates, and everybody's welcome to bring their own debate ideas, but I've thrown these down there. Paul McCartney, Elton John, that would be Mike and Rob. Mm-hmm. Jerry Lewis, a great entertainer, Mike and Rob. Ooh, you know, Rob and I have had
some good
debates.
Examples,
Fat Women and Thin Women, Oscar and Buzz.
Right. Yeah.
Gun ownership, Mike and Oscar. Who's cheaper, Mark and Rob.
Wow.
Who's more abused by Mike, Buzz and Rob. Who's a bigger a-hole, Oscar and Rob.
Well, yeah. I mean, that could be anyone in the room.
Wonderful debates. That's the bonus show, but we're going to take a break now.
We are going to break.
And we're going to come back, and it's all Todd Moore all the time. The incredible Appmeister, host of Tech 411, and a well-known character on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Right.
We'll take a break. Come right back on The Mike O'Mara Show. Stay with us. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. This comes to us from Kate Salim, and the message is this. Hi, guys. My husband and I have been thinking about refinancing our house for a while, so when I heard the advertisement for TryLendingTree.com, God bless you, I decided to give it a try. Of course, I entered TMOS.
Thank you.
We were contacted by a lender, and 2 weeks ago, we sent in our paperwork to the lender we chose. This morning, a representative came out to our house. That's the coolest thing.
It's great. So convenient.
I've never gotten a loan where I haven't driven to the place.
It's great.
Oh, and it's always a hassle.
This morning, a representative came out to our house to sign the papers, and we are now done. We went from a loan at 5.375% to a new loan of 3.99%.
Mm-hmm.
Our monthly payments dropped from $725 a month to $578 a month. Thank you for suggesting this service. Thanks to all of you for providing a great hour of entertainment. When I'm stuck at work being a government drone, it really would make my life much easier if your show was longer, but I know it isn't all about me. It's all about Mike. That's how you know it's a real endorsement letter when she gives me crap in the middle of it.
Stroke and a poke.
At least life is a bit less hellish on Fridays when I listen to the bonus shows. By the way, we've also bought our tickets for the Reno show and can't wait to see all of you. Kate in Sparks, Nevada.
Thank you, awesome.
We're talking, of course, about LendingTree.com. Try LendingTree.com. That's T-R-Y, LendingTree.com. All you do is fill out one simple form and let over 200 lenders compete for your business. Mortgage rates are now as low as, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
3.125%.
Giving it away.
Don't wait a minute. Call TryLendingTree.com. Get in touch with them at 866-291-2010 or just go to TryLendingTree.com. You'll be confident you got the best deal. And remember to enter the code TMOS for a free mortgage guide. We appreciate you, and we appreciate that. And now it's time to get back to...
Visit www.lendingtree.com for details. LendingTree, NMLS, license number 1136, 1312, Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas, 75093.
Thank you.
We tried to make it a jingle, but it just wouldn't rhyme.
Yes. This copy is like wading through a swamp. Anyway, thank you. Hold on, we're getting a phone call.
Hello,
coming in
this
here.
This is Mitt Romney calling.
Mitt,
I just wanted to give you a call.
Mitt,
to see if we could speak directly.
Mitt, we're in the
so
middle of the
ask
show.
Your support.
No,
he wants to speak. He's gone.
Not yet.
Mitt, he wants to speak directly.
I appreciate you continuing to hang up on him, Rob. So, Todd, let's get right to it. Let's get to your list and find out what's going on here.
All right. Well, I think
you want to clear your throat.
Thank you.
A lot of that going on.
Now, the bone is not just with Oscar. The bone to pick is with all of us. So.
Yeah, I'd like to start. I'll save Oscar for last because we have a lot of material that we can go over. But first, I want to say I feel like this is a family, and I feel like communication is key in any successful relationship. And the person that I have problems communicating with the most is Mark Ronick.
That's a shock.
I feel my emails are being delivered by the United States Postal Service. I feel when I send you something, it gets launched into a black hole, never to be seen again.
It takes
a minimum of 2 weeks to 2 years to hear back from you.
May I just not to throw anyone under the bus.
Right.
And everybody that listens to this show knows that I support Mark Ronick more than anybody.
Nice.
And Mark is shaking his head now. But the fact is...
Might be a tie.
I would say that response to emails is... Mark does a great job. If there was one thing that is a common thread that I hear about him, it's getting back to people. I've heard it from friends of mine, and I've heard this. So, Mark, how do you respond to that?
I'm a very busy man.
I hope we can work on it together.
Sure. And in all fairness, I've sent you emails that I still haven't gotten any reply or info back from.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm really surprised Mark is willing to talk about this right now and not do it later.
Let's hear this.
No, for example, for a long time, I've been trying to get information from you so we can give you some money for the work that you do on Tech 411.
Right. Well, my official stance on that is I don't want to take any money unless I'm bringing money in.
Hey, I'll give that a round of applause.
I got a salute.
Hey, Mark, we're like locking. Excuse me, boss talking here. We're locking that one in.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way,
consider that. Hey, Todd, consider that matter closed.
Email answer.
Thank you.
And for what it's worth,
and take that to your buddy up at Channel 11 in Baltimore.
I will.
Thank you very much.
For what it's worth, that's not my policy.
Okay. All right. So who's next on your list?
Buzz.
Yes.
When you read the tic-tac-toe glow spot.
Yes.
You botched a couple words, which is okay because everybody makes mistakes.
Oh, it was a yes.
And I'm okay with that.
Well, that's great.
But
magnanimous.
After the show, you came over to me and you said, "I'm sorry I messed it up given I wrote the script."
Right.
I wrote the script.
Well, you wrote the initial script.
All you did was add commas and exclamation points to it.
Okay.
Who jumped in with notes?
I think there were more changes
This is the copywriting duo here, Mark Ronick and Buzz Berger.
The department.
I just say no because I work with Buzz on all the different copy that we do, and Buzz did fine-tune that. It was not just punctuation.
I think some words were changed as well.
He fixed it up so that it fits in the allotted time that we allow for each spot.
See, if you were going to take a look at the copy and say who wrote the major body of the copy, who would get credit for that?
Without a doubt, Todd did. Todd wrote the basic spot that we worked from.
Right, so it's kind of two people.
I think part of the reason I stumbled too was I think the product was poorly named.
Oh my God!
Well, tic tac toe.
Oh my God!
Tic tac toe glow does not roll off the tongue. Tic tac glow rolls off the tongue.
Right.
So check with me on that first.
I agree with you on that. That's
what was your
point.
Beef though? Either the flub or what?
No, the beef was I felt like he was. Look, nobody likes
that. I didn't give him credit for writing the initial spot.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
How is the app doing, incidentally?
It's actually doing pretty good.
Okay, that's
it's
good.
It's not bad.
You don't have to say it.
Tic tac toe glow.
Tic tac toe glow by TM Soft. I had to add that in there because some German company's trying to sue me.
Because they also have a tic-tac-toe
flipping Germans.
Yeah, so it was poorly named.
Here again, tic-tac-glow. Would have been.
Well, someone already did that,
call,
too.
Just call me.
Every name has been taken.
Yeah, okay. I believe that.
All right,
yeah.
Very good.
But I just, in the future, I just want to work together with you. A little. That's it. That's all.
Well, that's one of us.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
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 Moving on.
All right, yes. Moving on. Rob.
Yes, how you doing, Todd?
I spent my entire life trying to shake that nerd stereotype.
Okay.
Your impersonation of me yesterday, I think, was so out of line, not only for me, but the millions of software developers out there that listen to this show.
Right.
Yes. I feel like what you did, we took a step back.
Rob, could
I'm
you,
not a cunning
as a society.
Rob, for the sake of argument, could you perhaps reprise
sure.
that impression so that we know what Todd's talking about?
And I think it's amazing that of the two voices I did yesterday, the one that he has a problem with is not the one that set Latins back 400 years.
Worried about the software developers.
But what it is, okay, here's Todd. I'm going to turn around and then face the camera.
All right,
okay.
Very good. Rob's doing his impression of Todd Moore.
Change the copy. All you did was add commas. Exclamation points.
Wow, that's tough. You know what? I got to say something, Todd. I got to stick up for Rob a little bit here, because I really think the impression is not... You didn't get the pocket protector impression, which is usually...
I think that was it. Yes.
It involves this.
Yeah.
This is the basement. That's really the way it is.
What I really gave him, Mike, was not an impression. I like to cite the great Mel Blanc. It was a characterization.
A characterization. Yeah, that's right.
And exactly. Because you are... quite a character.
Could you, Todd. Maybe in the future, I don't know, impersonate me like Napoleon Dynamite? Like, God!
Yeah, I could do that.
I think that's better.
However, you know, really, what I need to find is one voice that can serve for both you and Oscar, because as someone who listens to Tech 411, about 12 minutes into every episode, your voices become the same anyway. You really do. You mirror each other. You
really?
You say the same things in the same
and
way.
For those of you that don't listen to Tech 411 and might not be aware of Todd Moore, my apologies. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry for them, because look at what they're missing out on.
Exactly. All right, go ahead, Todd.
I'm going to go home and bone up on my Todd Moore voice. And you know what? Carrie will like it.
You've covered everybody, which I assume I'm next.
Bring Mike, you to the bedroom.
Yes.
Mike, nobody likes labels. When I wrote on your Facebook
post. I do. I love labels.
When I wrote on your Facebook post, quote, this is what I wrote. Rich people have always paid less in taxes. The only thing you can do about it is get rich.
Right.
I was joking around.
Yes.
But kind of serious.
Yes.
You went on the show.
Yes.
And you blasted me.
Right.
And now, since that day,
yes.
You continue to call me a Republican.
Yes.
And that is untrue.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. So you're not a Republican?
I'm shocked.
I voted for Obama.
Okay. All right. So you're
I don't know who I'm going to vote for
Barack
this time.
Obama?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So, and you said you don't know who you're voting for this time?
No.
Okay. Lick it, Todd. All right. Now, have you... Hold on just a second.
Is that call for me?
I don't know. Let's see who's on the phone. I don't know who it is.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney calling. I just wanted to give you a call to see if we could speak directly.
Absolutely.
So I can ask for your support.
Rob, we don't have time.
No time.
We've got a lot of
stop
answering the phone. And now, I'm ready for, the whole reason. This is why he's filled with joy. He's been immune from any of this criticism. What do you have to say to your buddy?
Well, before that, I have one more.
Oh, one more. Okay.
Very good.
Steve Bridges, if you're out there.
Oh,
How dare you not air Tech 411 on KCJJ?
Wow.
That's a legitimate gripe, Steve. Oscar made me say that to me.
After all the nice things you've said, Oscar.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think Tech 411 would be a great weekend show for
KCJJ.
Yeah, I agree.
You hear that, Steve?
What has Steve said to you, Oscar, about...
I think he said a polite no at times, but he's been drinking a lot. You know, he drinks a lot. A sober Steve may give a different answer.
What you I know, believe what Steve said to Oscar was...
You know what? If it was Tech 411 with Todd Moore and either Buzz Burbank or Rob Spiewak, it would be on with a skateboard.
Nights. Buzz doesn't want to work with me.
Yeah, so it's down to Rob now.
It doesn't sound like Rob was even in the discussion.
I've been on the show. Ready to pinch in at any time.
Very good.
All right. All right, Oscar, as you know, the main reason I'm here is because Monday nights we do Tech 411 around 8:30 p.m.
What a show it is.
It really is. I'm always there for the live feed.
All things technological, ladies and gentlemen.
They don't know my chat room name, but I'm there.
After the show.
Absolutely incredible. Hey, anybody get their iPhones that they ordered yet?
No, mine's in Hong Kong right now.
Yeah, mine was in Zhongzheng, China.
Really?
I clicked the tracking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to check
it. It's getting here Gundam style.
All right, go ahead, Todd. Sorry.
I'm actually upset about the iPhone 5. Oscar, did you know, like,
shocking,
you can't keep your unlimited data plan if you get the subsidized price.
That's right.
4G. Oh, really? Yeah, I have to do what you did and buy the full price phone now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Sucks. Very upset about that.
You should wait. You should wait.
That does suck.
You should wait till somebody hates their phone and sells it on Craigslist.
But I believe, Mike, are you not AT&T?
Right. Yeah.
Then you don't have unlimited data.
Oh, okay.
So you're fine.
I have.
You've already been screwed.
Okay, thank you very much.
I do have.
That's always
nice
to know.
Yeah, but your grandfather did.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that. Your grandfather did.
I've been waiting with bated breath for 2 days. What do you hate about?
Yeah, and we're short on time.
Yes.
Get to it, Todd.
All right. Well, Monday nights we have this ritual where we go get chicken wings and drinks.
Yes.
And
boy, are they crispy.
And we have small conversations.
Yeah,
okay?
We hang out.
Oscar,
small talk,
and I say this all the time, is Oscar lives his life like Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel lives his life a quarter mile at a time.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to the clip?
Yeah.
Let's go to the clip.
This is Oscar.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Oscar. Okay.
Nothing else matters. Not the mortgage, not the store, not my team and all that. For those 10 seconds or less, I'm free.
That's right.
And that's what Oscar does with bits. He lives his life one bit at a time.
Vin Santana.
So when we have conversations,
yes,
it's just small conversations. Yeah. It's about nothing,
yeah,
right? But he kind of manipulates the conversation, like with Strinegate, as I call it.
Yeah.
Or you were Gargamel.
He basically came out and told me I looked old, the hair was wrong, it sucked, and he got me all wound up. And then he goes on the show like a week later and says, I'm the one that's doing all this.
He didn't do that.
Okay.
Well, because I can see it. I ramped that up because
you called me a fussy baby, and we all know that Bo was the fussy baby.
All right. Whether or not he takes what you said and manipulates it, one question I have that hangs heavy on my shoulders. Did you at any point say you were more of a character on this show than Shannon?
That is, I think, a lie.
No.
Oh.
I can't confirm or deny, but you said something to Shannon that said, no, you did. I remember because you were in your office chair and you lunged forward because you were so hammered and said, I'm more of a character than you. Two hands. I remember that.
Pointed at Shannon and said that.
All I remember about that night. And I'll tell you what upset me. You talked about it a little yesterday.
Yeah.
But you constantly tell me almost every week that the Mark and Lowell show is the worst show on this network.
Yeah.
You say that all the time.
I've never listened to it.
So when you told me that was
horrible.
Flying Lowell out.
No, I'm sorry.
When you told me Mark,
I would like to compare downloads.
Well, I don't listen, that's the bit.
I'm not saying
no. Oscar says this. Okay. But when you said Mike was flying low out, that's what really upset me.
Yeah, because
he was just dicking.
Ramping up because you got upset because Shannon was telling you should just fly out. He goes, no, I'm not flying out. They should fly me out. Something along those lines. Am I wrong?
I was asking who they were. I know the budget here, and I know it's expensive to fly people out and the lodging.
And I don't expect it.
And in fairness to Tech 411, if you had a guy that worked almost harder on your show than he does on Mike O'Mara's show, you'd have more downloads as well.
That is the first statement.
Face.
I see.
There you go. How many more downloads do you have on
Well,
Mark
I don't Mo? Know their numbers. They're very secretive
this
about
man
it.
Is lying.
Yeah. No, I really don't. I don't have the numbers. Todd owns that.
Oh, I thought you meant your numbers.
I don't even know the numbers.
Oh. I'd actually like to quit the show. Yeah. I've always given Mark the numbers. You know, Mark, when you email me and you ask for the numbers, I give them to you.
I don't remember that at all.
That is a fair say. That is true.
Oh, wow. 100%. It's
getting testy.
We're learning so much
today.
It's getting testy here.
Continue.
Yes, we're running short on time here.
Well, that was what I call...
Okay, Jack Bauer.
That's what I call Reno Gate.
We don't have much time.
I'd like to end with this, if I may.
Oh, please.
You may.
And I'm going to tell you a quick story.
All right.
One time when I was working for this government agency, this is good, yeah, I was in a classified building, mm-hmm. and I was deep, 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 deep in the depths of this building,
yes. Yes.
And I found a box, uh-huh. and on that box was the word Roswell. Oh, wow.
And if you know what Roswell
is,
that's the UFO.
Stop the music. Now I'm listening. Holy Moses.
Yeah. Really? And I saw this box. And part of me was like, I want to open. I want to know what goodies are inside this thing, right?
Yes.
And what I did was I didn't own it. Mm-hmm. I didn't open it at all. You know why?
Why?
Because I didn't have a need to know. Just like you don't have a need to know my text messages and share them with the entire world. You need to put my text messages in a box.
Roswell box.
But Todd, I don't work for a government agency. I have two floppy shoes and big red nose on.
My messages are confidential, top secret, SCI.
When you give
that's one of your go-tos that I've always loved.
When you give a clown your phone, what's he going to do with it? Come on. I'm sorry. Did you feel betrayed?
I did.
I apologize.
You betrayed my trust.
You know what? I did that.
Is it over?
I did that to Shannon once, and she got upset at me as well.
Yeah.
We're still together.
Yeah. We'll see how long that lasts. If you keep this up, me and Shannon.
Todd, it is a tough world to understand, but yes, Oscar's point is that as someone who is responsible for bringing the entertainment 5 days a week, you know, we grab it from wherever we can
grab it.
You can say something to us and you never know whether, because it's just what we do. Yeah. It's what we do to entertain the masses, all right? So, have you gotten it all off your chest?
It's all out there, Mike.
By the way,
I'm exhausted.
I just went on Wikipedia and I found out what was in that Roswell box. Extra crispy chicken wings. Can you believe it?
We'll on that note, let's take a break. And incidentally, I want to, at some point, maybe in 2013, or maybe during the holidays,
go out.
I eventually want to party with you two hipsters.
Yeah. I might come to Reno.
Oh, very good. I'm glad to hear that. Airfares are pretty cheap right now.
Good luck getting a hotel room, though. It's crowded.
And before we go to break, anything good coming up on the Tech 411 show?
Yeah, this last week's episode, in episode 49, if you're keeping track at home.
I am.
Right.
Are some of the best episodes.
Oh, that is so mean to do that. Right in his plug.
Because we got a special guest coming on.
We have a call, Mike. Do you want to go to it?
Yeah, let's go to the guest.
You have to answer it.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney calling. I just wanted to give you a call to see if we could speak directly.
No, I don't have time,
Mitt. Not today. I'm sorry.
He is persistent.
Check out the show, tech411show.com or michaelmayershow.com. Monday nights, live.
Mark and Lowell show. What's coming up on the Mark and Lowell show?
Oh, nothing. It's a terrible show.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
You got to sell it.
Because then you'll be talking about it on your show. You see, what Mark just did is Mark's going to get me. Mark, you're going to use what we just had for material on your show, correct?
Oh, probably.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
And I'll never listen.
Live Rob Radio tomorrow starting at 2 Eastern, John Lennon's birthday.
We'll take a break. I'm right back. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com, and it's time for a very short segment of the Audio Vault brought to you by Vistaprint.com. It's my favorite new sponsor.
I love
this. You need a business card that makes a great impression, and you need a great deal on those cards. Go to Vistaprint.com right now. Did you get a chance to chat with any of the good folks at Vistaprint?
I did. I spoke with them and submitted some stuff in writing, and I should hear back today.
Good. We got a really neat idea that we're going to do something special, hopefully out in Reno, with Vistaprint. But let me tell you about them. They've got thousands of designs on their website. You saw some of ours yesterday. And you can upload your own artwork as well, like Buzz Burbank did with his business card. Vistaprint has just launched a new and improved card without a price increase. And right now,
nice you
stock. Can get 250 of these new cards for just $10. That's half off the regular price, but only if you enter the code TMOS in the search bar in the upper right-hand corner. Do that for us, please. And Vistaprint does more than cards. They can put your name or logo on all kinds of things. Check out their whole line. Again, for half off those premium business cards, enter the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com.
They upsold me yesterday. You know what I added to my card? I got address labels with my head on them. You know, return address labels, they're pretty great.
No, you're, you know what? It really is.
You can go nuts.
It almost boggles the mind how cost effectively
and
you can get all your printing
and
done
how
now.
Fast they turn it around.
I mean,
I
don't
want to
slam the mom and pops, but let's be honest.
Oh, I mean, screw them.
That way, really.
Burn them down.
So unbelievably cheap to get great business
cards. Two business days it took.
Check them out. And if you're, really, this is somebody that I'm appealing to the people that maybe never even thought, hey, I don't need a business card. They're great to have. I tell you.
You appeal to everybody, Mike.
I know. The fact is, when I go out and I don't have them in my pocket, I go to any function, I always feel like I messed up.
It's the reason why you keep me by you at functions.
Exactly.
Some confirmation. This was the great thing about a live show, and I didn't know that Shannon was listening live at work.
Right.
I'm going to read from her
text.
Oh. Here, Todd says Oscar is a jerk.
What's she's going to back me up. He said that he was more of a character than me, and he didn't say it in your office. He said it at World of Beer.
World of Beer. So you know it's true. Buzz is right. You know, it's true. If it's said at the World of Beer, it's coming down on it.
All right. Full of truth serum.
The audio vault. Rob, we got an abbreviated audio vault
okay,
tonight.
What's Thanks, the movie Shannon. That's coming out? It comes out this week. It has Christopher Walken, Sam Rockwell, and Colin Farrell.
A psychopath? Seven psychopaths?
I think that's it. Yeah. Sounds like they've done into promote it. They've gotten these great actors, and I think Christopher Walken and Sam Rockwell together are two of the most amazing working
now,
actors.
Who else
right
is in it besides
Colin
those?
Farrell?
Oh, it looks really. Yeah, I hope it's good. Yeah, I hope it's
so
good.
To promote this sinister movie, they've got them reading passages from the show "Here Comes Honey Boo Boo," and I'd like for you to hear this at this time. Here is Christopher Walken and Sam Rockwell.
Oh man!
I believe Walken plays mom, and I believe Rockwell plays Honey Boo Boo.
Okay.
Not that it matters.
The deer are not migrating like they should be, and nobody's hit a deer with their car.
It's been a while since I've done that, had roadkill in my belly.
So, I mean, you know, we try to make other kinds of foods, like, you know, sketty.
All right, stop it right there. Yes. What's great is Walken's not doing any dialect
Doesn't
at all.
Care. No, he's
and
just
Sam Rockwell
it
is.
Yeah.
And Sam Rockwell, correct me if I'm wrong, if you want to really eyeball him for what he was great, in the Green Mile... He was the super crazy guy.
Yeah.
He was the guy
that, right.
Yeah, he was out
but
of
But also, you know, he was amazing as Chuck Barris, like scary good in that game show movie.
Yes. And terrific actor.
The Confessions of a Mind, Crazy Mind. He played, like it was about the guy who invented the Gong Show.
Yeah, great actor.
He was so much better than the material. That was the weird thing about it. Let's go back to the Honey Boo Boo tape.
You know, we try to make other kinds of foods, like, you know, sketty.
I want butter, sketty, and ketchup.
It's an old family recipe. Don't tell nobody Moody Moot. You put a little bit of butter with the ketchup, melt it in the microwave. It's pretty good.
They said it was disgusting.
Well, tell them not to eat it next time.
I was just playing. They said it's the bomb because I made it. That's why it's the bomb.
Very good.
That is so funny. Just to hear transcribed Honey Boo Boo is hysterical.
I would listen to Walken read the phone book.
Here's a little more. Here's Walken and Colin Farrell doing another piece from Honey Boo Boo.
Here comes Honey Boo Boo Child, scene two.
How much weight are you going to lose?
About 20 or 30.
When are you going to start?
Tomorrow. If you fart 12 to 15 times a day, you can lose a lot of weight. So I think I'm going to lose a lot of weight because I'm going to fart a lot.
There are some broke down people out there, please. Women that are of voluptuous size, not all that vag jiggle jaggle is not beautiful.
Christopher Walken can't say fat jiggle jaggle, which I thought was entertaining.
That is too funny.
Safe home, Mike, to the Mad Duck.
Mad Duck?
Alex Karras.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He passed away, and I did not know. Did you know he was a Hawkeye?
I knew he was a Detroit Lion.
Yes, but before that, he played for Iowa.
I had no idea.
I did not know that. And here is a news report. I did not. I knew mostly that he, of course, was on Webster.
Alex Karras, who died today. The first time we heard his name, of course, was NFL tackle for the Detroit Lions. And when his career on the football field ended, he moved to the screen as an actor. He was that hulking cowboy Mongo punching out a horse in Blazing Saddles.
One of my favorite moments and one of my all-time favorite movies, Punching a Horse. That's fantastic.
I am long enough in the tooth to remember when Alex Karras actually played against the New York Giants. An incredibly talented football player. And, you know, I don't begrudge anybody their career paths or what they do, but you notice that you got a lot of broadcasters that are coming out of the NFL now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You don't have still a lot of actors. It doesn't happen a lot because
You're right.
It requires an amazing level of talent. And I think it speaks to just how much talent you really have to succeed in television or film. And Alex Karras had it.
Right.
He was really great at
it. Mel Brooks issued a statement yesterday. He said not only was he lovable and a great guy, he also said surprisingly talented. I think that's really high praise. Yeah. High praise
from
a director.
To carry a sitcom and to do it every week, you have to have that level of talent. You really do. And I respect actors' talents. I truly do. I think that they don't get enough, you know, everybody says, they get Academy Awards and all this. I just think it's really hard to do.
It is.
I really think people say, anybody can read a line.
My favorite Alex Karras moment from Blazing Saddles.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney calling.
I'm sorry, that's not it. Actually, it is. This is one of my favorite lines from my favorite movie, Blazing Saddles.
Mongo only pawn
in Game of Life.
so great.
You know, that movie, though, Rob, I've slammed that movie for how many years?
Oh, said, as long as I've known you.
It's overrated. It's done. No. But I will tell you, it was on, and I know it's Rob's favorite comedy in the world.
Pound for pound, I think it's the funniest movie ever made.
So I logged some time with it, and I defy anyone to watch Madeline Kahn do that number.
I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Oh, yes.
And not laugh when she's on stage.
God, she's good.
The dialect is just so hysterically funny. And I just don't remember it that way.
No, and when she gets in the middle and she's just going, da, 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 da. It's just, it's really, it's back.
Really, really, really funny.
All right, two more tapes. They keep asking Robert Plant if Led Zeppelin's going to get back together. And he's on stage with Jimmy Page this week because they're promoting a concert movie. They did a concert, I guess, in 2005.
Okay.
And the movie's just coming out. He doesn't have a lot of patience with the reporter.
You guys rehearsed for 6 weeks.
This is the reporter.
Show. Now looking at the film, is this in anticipation of something bigger for the band?
We've been thinking about all sorts of things. And then we can't remember what we were thinking about.
That's funny.
Schmuck.
And we close, of course, we all know tonight the vice presidential debates. Yes. We'll be celebrating that in today's bonus show.
I'm nervous. I shouldn't feel this way.
About the show. Our bonus show or tonight's debate?
About this. I'm not nervous about the bonus show. I am nervous about tonight's debate. I feel like I feel like this is Red Sox Yankees to me.
Anything could happen.
It really does.
Yeah, but Paul Ryan is such a tool.
You know what?
But he's razor sharp.
You have no idea.
And
he
cut.
Is or not. You don't know whether he is or not. You don't know whether Paul Ryan is razor sharp.
Don't you love when Oscar issues a statement like that? What he does is he hides behind his microphone smirking. He's so pleased with himself.
This is true, though.
Yes, go right ahead. Go ahead, Schmuck.
Biden.
Schmuck.
Biden could do so much harm tonight. And even if he hit a home run, he still wouldn't do a lot of good.
I will tell you that this is a theory I have. I think you're absolutely right. Everybody is worried about old Joe and his loose lips if he gets ramped up. But he's a political veteran. He truly is.
Yeah.
And I think he works hard. I also think that you've got that, the old elder statesman against the young whippersnapper.
Right.
And Rob's right. The guy's such a tool.
He really is.
He just
is.
Seems to, you know, I said, did you see the pictures in Time magazine where he's sitting there with his pictures of the weights in his hands, barbells as he's working out?
Mm-hmm. Ryan,
I don't begrudge a guy getting fit. I think it's incredible. I think I respect you for the CrossFit that you do. Any guy that's out there, you know, I used to be in a hell of a lot better shape than I am. I respect people that keep themselves in shape. I truly do. I cannot stand people that want to take pictures of themselves with, you know, that's like looking down at your bicep. I used to have a college roommate that did it, and as he was doing his curls, he would stare at his bicep going, it's a supreme narcissism, and that's what I don't like about
Was
Paul
that Joey
Ryan.
Balls?
That was Mike Chacho.
The guy that she showed his sack.
No, Kevin never worked out.
No. We close tonight with Letterman's take on the vice presidential debates.
Vice presidents are debating. It's going to be Joe Biden and Paul Ryan. They're debating, and they're both going to try to appeal to the working class. And I laughed. I enjoyed that when I said, America still has a working class? I don't think so. No.
Valid point. That is your audio vault, Mike. Thank you,
Rob. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Without further ado, let's dive right in. It is a big news day.
It is indeed.
And Buzz is here to tell us all about it. Take it away, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by TLC Laser Eye Center. There is no freedom like the freedom from glasses or contacts, and these are the people to talk to about that. The TLC staff is friendly. The surgeons are experienced. The equipment always state-of-the-art. The TLC lifetime commitment is major. TLC has locations all over the country. If you move, you're covered. To schedule a free consultation and to see what you've been missing, call 877-TLC-2020. That's 877-TLC-2020. Or find TLC online at their new web address, TLCVision.com. Dot com.
And ladies, if you need those eyes worked on and you want somebody here in Northern Virginia who's just dreamy, go ask for Dr. Holtzman.
Yeah, or indeed. Guys.
My God, I wanted to ask him out.
Yeah, well, you should have.
I understand.
Would it have killed you?
I met him, too.
This is a dreamy doctor.
Now through October 11th, TLC is donating $5 to the OGS Foundation. That's Obstetrics Giving Sight. That's a great cause for every completed laser vision correction consultation, which is free to you. Be sure to tell them you heard about TLC right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's TLC Laser Eye Center.
They were so, on a serious note, they were so incredibly professional cool. there. You know, it's your eyes, folks. Mm-hmm. And you go in there, I think everybody has that little nervousness when you're dealing with that. These are...
There's nothing to be nervous. I've done it. There's nothing to be nervous about.
So thorough.
Absolutely.
They had equipment in there I'd never seen before. It was great. Very thorough exam.
Great.
I loved it.
I got to be honest, it occurred to me, too. Big Bird Halloween costume. They've been flying off the shelves ever since Mitt Romney said we need to cut off the bird seed we're buying from China. Brick and mortar shops in New York say the costume's been a big seller among adult men, but an online store
Hi.
Says sales have also spiked by 500% on its sexy Big Bird costume
how,
for women.
How not funny. How not funny.
This underscores, once again, I hate Halloween.
And I hate the fact that this whole thing has been so blown out of proportion, you know? First, the Obama campaign. First, Romney made the statement.
Right.
And he talked about Big Bird at the debate. A debate that was an absolute, unmitigated disaster for the president. Mm-hmm. Then Axelrod and company decide, we'll make a little commercial about Big Bird. And we'll say, hey, this will be great. Well, it backfired on him again because PBS said, please don't do that anymore. And the consensus is they're almost mocking themselves more than they are Mitt Romney. So now, you know, if I go to a Halloween party and somebody's in a Big Bird suit, har, 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 har.
You going to kill him?
Funny not yet.
Although
funny
the
not.
Sexy Big Bird costume for women features a yellow feathered tank top, a short skirt, and thigh-high socks.
Now I'm watching.
With orange and purple stripes, along with a little hat that looks like Big Bird's head.
Yeah, because you take the whole politics out of it if they're wearing that.
Exactly.
Nice ass. I guess I shouldn't have said that right before the Sesame Street
thing. I like the fact you hit the post. Yeah. Anytime you can say nice ass and kids start singing, I'm there.
How you doing, Todd?
Great.
Yeah, want something to eat?
Oh, what's for lunch?
Okay, well, I'll eat maybe scampi. All right, go ahead.
We've all been so focused on President Obama's lackluster performance in that first debate, we've paid very little attention to what Romney got away with that night. Truth is apparently a relative term these days, so let's focus instead on the flip-flopping, the return of the moderate Mitt Romney that no one's seen for many months as he busily curried the favor of the far-right wing. This week, Romney said that although he is pro-life, he knows of no pro-life legislation that
Because he's pro-life.
Because he's pro-life, he knows of no pro-life legislation that would become part of his agenda. Those were his words.
You can't, okay, on things like this, mm-hmm. really, if you're going to go into the social agenda, if you're going to go to the social issues, I you can get elected president doing that, but I don't think it's fair that you come out and you say that. You got to have it one way or the other.
Oh, well,
you
no,
really do.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Reporters called his campaign headquarters about that, and within 2 hours of Romney saying that, officials at his campaign headquarters were saying that he would support pro-life legislation if it came along. Romney also, in the debate, reversed his position on his tax plans and denied he ever had the plan that he had in the months leading up to the debate. So the question is, what will Romney running mate Paul Ryan say in tonight's debate about taxes and abortion, other issues upon which Romney's position is now blurry at best? Ryan's remarks on record are even more conservative than Romney's. But to avoid contradicting his new boss, we might expect Ryan to also be a bit more moderate tonight. Vice presidential debates are usually meaningless to the outcome of an election, but then we don't usually have a record number of people watching a president seem to roll over and play dead during a debate either.
Right.
For his part, by the way, the president now says his downfall that night was he was too polite.
Right.
Oh, it's the phone. I can't imagine who would be calling.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney calling. Okay. I just wanted to give you a call.
No, Mitt, Buzz is doing the news, and he's not a fan of yours to start with.
Why do you think
he's off.
And incidentally, you know what? I rarely do this, but I'm going to do this on this show today.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a political junkie. I love this stuff.
Right.
Buzz has just been bringing it in the last couple of weeks.
Oh,
as far
you.
As that, I give him a round of applause.
That's very kind.
We give him a little crap about his phlegmy throat, but I'll tell you something. He brings it every day. And
but where was he up until then?
Yeah,
in ICU.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Well, he gets that week off.
So getting back to the debate, I'm stoked for this debate.
Joe Biden will also be polite tonight, but he's expected to also be aggressive. Expect Biden to try to hold Ryan and Romney to the positions they held before they got a chance to avoid losing this election. It will be entertaining if for no other reason than neither Biden nor Ryan are well-liked by the voters. Ryan's approval rating is just 44%. Biden's is even lower at 39%.
How can you not like Joe Biden?
Conservatives tell
you like people. Joe if you're if you're like-minded politically.
You either think he's too liberal or you think he's too much of a screw-up.
I think he's great.
Or both.
I think we need guys like Joe Biden.
I do, too.
Comedians do.
Yeah.
And while Big Bird is telling the president to stop using his name for political gain, Romney is hearing the same thing from the mother of a former Navy SEAL killed at our embassy in Benghazi.
Which, in my humble opinion, is a little more significant.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Romney spent a couple of days dropping the man's name to slam the administration's handling of Benghazi. The man's mother has now demanded he stop, quoting her, "I don't trust Romney."
Yep.
On that subject, a Republican lawmaker has now admitted that it was, in fact, his party that pushed for and got cutbacks in funding for embassy security. And State Department officials are now saying that a taller wall, a foot taller wall, they say, and a half dozen more security people would not have been able to hold off the overwhelming attack carried out by dozens of armed men on 9/11 of this year.
Yeah, it's sad. It's very, very sad. And they had a protocol that to me is terrible. I mean, everything I've read and everything I've seen on the news about the ambassador is that, you know, he came pretty close to getting out of there. And,
yep, he did. That's what I've heard.
Smoke inhalation, you know, you just get to, you go as far as you can go and then it kills you.
Tried
it
to pull him into the safe room and then he was gone.
Good guy. Great American. Great patriot. Yeah. You know, it's terrible.
Voter ID law update. The new South Carolina law has been declared constitutional, but a court has ordered that it not go into effect until after this election. And Ohio's new early voting law is now in the hands of the U.S. Supreme Court. So it's up to them now.
Now, when you say they're early voting, will they disregard votes?
It's complicated. The situation in Ohio, the Secretary of State there, who, as in each state, runs the elections, had made changes to the early voting law that Democrats felt were hard on Democratic voters, in much the same way as these voter ID laws have been accused of the same thing. And so this has been challenged in court. The last court ruling at the Ohio level was that the law was no good, that it could not stand. That's now been challenged, and so the question now goes to the U.S. Supreme Court.
And I was hearing today that you have a situation with early voting that is actually affecting the polling in Ohio, which everybody seems to think is the most important state.
The last I'd heard, 8% across the country where people can and have voted early, that 8% of the voting public has already cast their votes.
Or as Barack Obama goes,
yeah, well, he hopes. Finally, more random notes. This worked so well yesterday, we'll try it again today. Connecticut's Bradley International Airport was...
Hey, my old airport.
Well,
hey.
The place was evacuated yesterday when an alarm sounded. They just cleared everybody out of the airport. Alarm went off because a restaurant in the airport had burned its biscuits.
Biscuits?
Wow. Yes, biscuits.
Easy for you to say.
No, it isn't.
Tomorrow, say rolls.
Yeah. if there is a tomorrow. A Fort Worth woman...
The being alone.
A Fort Worth woman is in jail and her boyfriend's in the hospital after she hit him in the head with a crystal ball. He just didn't see it coming. And from Florida, of course, Governor Rick Scott messed up yesterday when he was trying to give out the phone number for a new meningitis hotline. He gave out a sex line number instead. The correct number is 866-523-7339, but you don't care. You want the other number. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by the Shenandoah Valley Wine and Music Festival. Pumpkin chunking. That's what we're talking about.
How, baby?
Using engineered catapults with a 3/4 mile range. It all happens Friday, October 12th. Hold on just a second. Hello?
Hello, this is
Mitt Bobby. Mitt, I'm doing the commercial.
Yeah, he got it. He pick your spot.
Shenandoah Valley Wine and Music Festival. Engineered catapults with a 3/4 mile range. That's October 12th, this Friday through this Sunday at the Long Branch Farm in Millwood, Virginia. They're just off Route 50. If you want more details, Rob and I might be going out there on Sunday. Go to historiclongbranch.com where advanced discount tickets are on sale till October 10th. Take the kids. I'm taking mine. Rob's taking his. And take in the fall colors at the Shenandoah Valley Wine and Music Festival. Todd Moore, you are part of the family.
Yeah, Todd Moore.
You're a good guy, and you have supported our show and everything we do. Yes, we appreciate you, my friend.
Go Tomo.
Go Tomo. We'll see you next time. Don't forget, the debate show. We're going to all have a bunch of debates on the bonus hour this week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide.
So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.